Shooting at a garlic festival. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal live with the latest from Los Angeles.
Steve, Governor Newsom said California's made what he called progress on its gun laws, but this suspect in the Gilroy shooting bought his gun in Nevada. Newsom said the shooting highlights a lack of...
We can only do it for our state, and then we got to fight in the courts, and we got to fight these organized national rifles. But then you got entire party, it seems, completely bankrupt with no capacity. And don't claim to be compassionate.
He said he was told in his first week in office during a meeting on emergency preparedness that his priority needed to be white supremacists. The shooter has recently posted about a book which advocates racist and sexist ideologies. A 6-year-old boy and 13-year-old girl were among those killed, Steve.
Thanks, Jessica. On Wall Street, we have the Dow down 62 points, the NASDAQ off 29, and the S&P 500 in the red down 11. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
For president, take the stage tonight and tomorrow night in their next debate. President Trump predicting frontrunner Joe Biden will ultimately win the nomination.
I think right now it will be Sleepy Joe. I think. I feel he'll limp across the line. That's what I think.
The debate featuring 10 candidates each night. Capital One stock taking a hit in the aftermath of a massive data breach. The Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble.
It was only a matter of time before a lawsuit against Capital One was filed, and it didn't take long. We're learning now the suit filed in D.C. on behalf of a customer is seeking class action status, and it could be the first of many. Federal investigators say Paige Thompson from Seattle single-handedly hacked into a cloud storage system and got access to all of that data. Capital One says the breach affected 100 million people in the U.S.
New York's attorney general also opening an investigation into the breach. Two American soldiers killed in Afghanistan in an apparent insider attack.
A U.S. official tells me an Afghan soldier who is supposed to be an ally killed those two U.S. soldiers at a base in southern Afghanistan. The commanding officer of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, announced the deaths of his soldiers in a Facebook post, quote, "It is with a heavy heart that I inform you of the loss of two paratroopers from the brigade during combat operations. 12 American troops have now been killed in combat in Afghanistan this year, compared to 13 last year."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Police in northern Mississippi saying a gunman killed two people and wounded a police officer in a Walmart before cops shot and arrested him. South Haven Police Chief Macon Moore.
"These people were doing the same thing that you and I do every day. Showing up for work in an attempt to provide for their families, and they became victims of a senseless, violent act."
According to local reports, the suspect is a Walmart employee who was suspended yesterday for allegedly pulling a knife on a customer. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. We're going to be tracking down our buddy Tommy White from Laborers Union 872. He is out recruiting. He is in northern Nevada or in the rurals. I'm not exactly sure where he is, but we're going to track him down sometime in this hour, and we'll find out what he's up to. Also get an update on the Raiders Stadium project. I drove by there yesterday, and, man, I hadn't been by there in a couple of weeks, and it is really taking shape. You can tell it's going to be a football stadium. It's really cool. I want to get to some this is polling that has just come out from the Heritage Foundation. Tim Chapman, who is the executive director of Heritage Action. Some of the stuff they found confirms what I think we've always assumed, but at least it's nice to see it in black and white. The polling found that 70% of participants, 70% say they reject single payer health insurance. The Medicare for all sort of nonsense. 65% oppose socialism. Now most of us have assumed that. But now we are seeing it in black and white. 63% see the immigration situation on our southern border as a, quote, national emergency. Tim Chapman writes, in the case of Medicare for all, Republicans should argue that it would create a one-size-fits-all government-run program for normal folks, while the rich will ultimately find other ways to get better care. And essentially, it will create a two-tier system of health care in America. The same thing that concierge doctors have done. You can either sit in a waiting room full of really sick, hacking, wheezing people, or you can do it another way. And essentially, it creates a kind of a two-tier system. Some of the other stuff out of this Heritage Action poll. 76% say they support doctors giving medical care to babies who survive abortion procedures. 73% said political correctness is a problem. If you're wondering, the first polling began on March 16th through 19th. The second poll taken June 3rd through 6th. And the third was taken June 22nd through 26th. 1,800 likely voters. And I want to go back to those numbers again because I think it reinforces what we have always assumed. 70% of the participants say they reject single payer. 65% oppose socialism. 63% say the immigration system and the situation along our southern border is a national emergency. That is scary stuff. Okay, I want to get to the audio sound bites. Tonight's the big night. We all know what's going to be happening tonight. Another Democrat presidential wannabe debate. And I imagine, I'm just guessing, that gun control after the Gilroy tragedy, that we will end up hearing about gun control and how, you know, but tell me who has the most stringent gun control laws in the land. And it's probably the People's Republic of California. Just guessing. But I'm pretty sure. Now, the big question is, and this is what a lot of us have been asking, exactly who will be on the stage tonight? Here it is. Marianne Williamson, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan. Williamson will not be around after tonight. Tim Ryan won't be there. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota will be on the stage. Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, John Hickenlooper, John Delaney, Steve Bullock. A lot of those people will not be around in September. Other campaigns may be alive, but they won't be on the stage. Tomorrow, it's Michael Bennett, Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, former HUD secretary, Julian Castro, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang. He's the guy that wants to give every American $1,000. It's a novel approach. Anyway, Tulsi Gabbard will be on tomorrow night. Jay Inslee, Bill de Blasio will all be on tomorrow night. Now, speaking of Andrew Yang, Andrew Yang is the guy that wants to give away $1,000. Let's go to Cut 8. Let's go to Cut 8. This is Andrew Yang on with Aaron Roberts, Aaron Burnett, excuse me, from CNN. This was last night on CNN.
It is going to be a make or break moment for many of the candidates, especially those trying to pull ahead in the polls, get more name recognition. These are the moments. It's early, but they are crucial. Out front now, Democratic candidate for president, Andrew Yang. And I appreciate your being with me. Nice to see you in person, Mr. Yang. So today you announced you've qualified for the third debate. Okay?
Yes, very exciting.
And, you know, yours may not be a name that has full household recognition, but you have a very loyal following, online following. You got to get up in the polls, though, with kind of that mass recognition. So how are you preparing for this debate to do that?
Well, we're thrilled for the opportunity. I actually spent much of the last 10 years working here in Detroit. My organization helped create hundreds of jobs. And Detroit is the ground zero for the automation of so many manufacturing jobs over the last number of years. So we're going to use this debate as an opportunity to call out the economic transformation we're in the midst of, and then propose real solutions like a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month, which would be a game changer for the families here in Detroit and really across the country.
And you have laid out, and I know, obviously, so here's the thing. Last time, right, you didn't get a ton of talk time, whatever reason that may be. What are you going to do differently this time so that you get out there and make that mess and make your point?
Well, the great thing, and you just said it, we're now one of the 8 campaigns to qualify for the debates, not just this week, but also in September and October. So we have a real great opportunity, not just this week, but throughout the coming weeks to make this case to the American people. We're in a fortunate position where we're not in desperation mode, where many of the campaigns are in a bit of a Hail Mary situation.
I think they're going to just, you know, lob a bomb just because.
Yeah, and that's one of the unfortunate dynamics that we're in the midst of, where it tends to degenerate into rehearsed attack lines because you're in a situation where you feel like your back's against the wall. And that's not where our campaign is, which makes me very, very happy and glad.
There you have it. That is Andrew. And again, I don't know who the hell Andrew Yang is. And his claim to fame is he wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month in your account, direct deposited by the federal government. That, what we're still waiting is, okay, well, how do we do it? Nobody seems to know how we do this thing. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water, they have upped their game again, this time Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. I use it with my juice. Yeah, it's great. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. It's kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Take a quick break. When we come back, an impassioned plea from, of all people, Mitch McConnell, reopening the Senate to be able to defend himself. And he should be. What he did last week was essentially killing two House-passed bills on election protection. And a lot of people on the left thought that was traitorous. Well, no. And by the way, we're going to see what you think. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. What do you want to see tonight? You know who's going to be on the stage. No, I'm serious. You're going to be able to see, let's see, Marianne Williamson, Tim Ryan, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie, Pocahontas, Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, John Hickenlooper, Congressman John Delaney, and Steve Bullock, who is the governor of Montana. What do you want to see tonight from that select group? Call me right now, 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I promised I would get to some phone calls. I will do that in just a minute. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I just had dinner there on Sunday night. It was phenomenal. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. To your phone calls we go. Let's go to Frank in Henderson. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, glad to be on the show. I wonder if any of these people that support the Democrat side read the Heritage polls that the results that which you gave us this morning. They'd be advised to get a handle on what the average American is looking for in a candidate, because as it is, I think they're all part of the same ship that's sinking. I like to watch it just for the humorous aspects of what they present to the people there. I get a big laugh out of it. That's about the only reason to watch it. What do you think?
Are you surprised, Frank, at how large a number they found? For instance, rejecting single-payer health insurance, 70% rejected. I mean, this isn't like it's a borderline gray area as kind of poll. This is 70%. That's a landslide.
Right, and Heritage is a reliable source. Don't their people look at these things and look at those numbers and direct their candidates in a direction away? They all seem in lockstep with their ideology and their opinions. They're all saying the same thing. It's just, you know, the same puppet with a different face painted on, as far as I'm concerned.
Good point. Good point. No, you're right. I love this, though, because it confirms confirms what I think we already knew, that America is still, no matter what you hear, a center-right country. We are still, we are still a country that believes in the American way. You know, the Constitution, our founding fathers. We still believe in that stuff. I know the liberals say, well, you know, the Constitution says living, breathing document, blah, 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 blah. What makes me want to puke? But get a load of this. 70% of participants say they reject single-payer health insurance. 65% oppose socialism. 63% see the immigration situation on our southern border as a, quote, national emergency. 63%. Is that amazing or what? But that's what we're facing. But see,
And to Frank and others like Frank out there, here's what's going on. And by the way, we're going to visit with Tommy White at 10:35. At 10:35, we'll get a chance to visit with him. He is the business manager of Laborers Union 872. He is somewhere out in the state of Nevada. I'm not exactly sure where. Not exactly sure where. And we'll get a chance to visit with him maybe about 10:35. Or we'll find him. We will find him. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I'm going to open up our lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we'll get a chance to... First of all, we're going to find out why Tommy White is out there. Yeah, we're going to find out why he's out tooling around in the rurals in northern Nevada for the next week. And what is he hoping to accomplish? Also coming up in our next hour, or our next half hour, I should say, Mitch McConnell taking to the floor of the United States Senate and why he has to do this. He's been branded a traitor. He's been branded treasonous. Yeah. We'll see where that's going. But he opened up the Senate. The Senate was supposed to be closed for the next 6 weeks. And
hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
Let's see what that is. That's a little early. It's just a tad early. Stick around. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. One of the things we're going to be doing in our next half hour is we're going to be caller intensive. So if you want to jump on, you can. 844-263-8232. What do you expect tonight from 10 more Democrat presidential wannabes? What do you expect from that? Is there a question you want answered? Whether it be Pocahontas or Bernie or whoever it is, we'll see what you think. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. As we continue, it is the Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are lower in midday trading after the president warned of difficulties in trade talks with China. But in a sign that Americans are shrugging off trade tensions, the Conference Board, a private research group, said its closely watched index of consumer confidence rebounded in July to its highest level this year. And some of the biggest U.S. companies reporting second quarter results today, consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble reporting its highest quarterly sales growth in more than a decade, with more people buying its household staples from toothpaste to laundry detergent. Even as the company continues to raise prices, its shares rising 4.5% today. However, the meatless craze not translating to strong sales for Del Taco restaurants. The fast food chain did get a boost from adding Beyond Meat to its menu, and same-store sales did grow, but it was less than what Wall Street was expecting. Its shares are down over 7% today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump in Jamestown, Virginia, celebrating 400 years of democracy, missing from the Welcome Committee some key black leaders.
The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus boycotted that Jamestown appearance. One lawmaker saying in a statement, quote, "The commemoration of the birth of this nation and its democracy will be tarnished unduly with the participation of this president who continues to make degrading comments toward minority leaders."
Fox's Blake Berman. 10 Democratic candidates battling it out tonight in night one of this week's debate.
The first time that the two leading progressives in this race will be side by side on the same debate stage. Right now, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are really competing for that same far left lane. For the more moderate candidates like Senator Amy Klobuchar, tonight's a chance to contrast her more down the middle agenda.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Detroit. This is Fox News.
Fox
Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
It is live and local now. We have a computer freeze-up, so we have a little bit of a dilemma that we're trying to fix right now, and we will. One of the things I do want to let you know is that, and it's one of the things you will not hear, from any of these people on the stage tonight, and that is that America is rejecting what they are selling. They are rejecting it. And it's sad, but it's true. Can we play cuts, by the way? No? Okay. I was just wondering. Don't worry about it. No problem. One of the things that I thought was interesting, the polling commissioned by Heritage Action, the lobbying arm of the Heritage Foundation, identified immigration as the single biggest issue across every demographic group. Tim Chapman is the executive director of Heritage Action. And he said, but the reason voters gave for immigration's important wasn't what you'd expect, at least not if you listen to the way the issue is often discussed. On the one hand, 83% of Republican voters said that illegal immigration affects my life, including strong majorities of working class and suburban voters. Yet when asked what they considered to be illegal immigration's biggest consequence, the most common answers wasn't violence, job losses, cultural change. More than half said overuse of social services. Now, that's totally different than what we're hearing. Is it possible that Republicans are going to have to maybe do this a different way? This is what's weird. Now, I promised I'd let you hear. And by the way, we got the computer issues fixed. Thank you, Ashley. She is so smart, so darn smart, smart as a whip. I promise I'll let you hear Mitch McConnell. He had to come to the floor of the U.S. Senate to essentially defend himself against charges of being a traitor, treasonous, and all because he would not bring forward two bills passed by the House, Democrats in the House, relative to Russian meddling in our elections. This from yesterday, Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate. And this is cut number four. Here is Mitch McConnell.
Even the New York Times editorial board noted over the weekend that while they certainly don't agree with all my views, they are principles going back decades. And the Times had to admit the Democrats are, quote, playing politics, end quote, by introducing legislation with, listen to this, no chance of passing the Senate that serves only to harden partisan divisions. That's the New York Times this weekend. So, Mr. President, my differences with Democrats on complicated matters of election law are the kind of disagreements we used to be able to have without mainstream media outlets screaming that one side is traitorous. This Congress, this entire country, only works when we refuse to let baseless smears displace real debate. Benjamin Franklin said we have this republic if we can keep it. And among other things, keeping our republic means we can't let modern-day McCarthyism win. So here's my commitment. No matter how much they lie, no matter how much they bully, I will not be intimidated. For decades, I've used my Senate seat to stand up to Russia and protect the United States of America. I'm proud of my record. I'm proud that it's right there in black and white, and liars cannot gaslight it away. In the 1980s, as a freshman senator, I proudly stood with President Reagan on missile defense and other aspects of his Soviet policy. While the liberal media was shrieking that Reagan-Bush foreign policy wouldn't work, I was honored to support it with my vote and then watch communism crumble.
I love that. I love that. Again, Mitch McConnell is up for re-election, and that may have had something to do with what they were doing. A lot of people have been talking about what happened beginning over the weekend. The tweets, Baltimore, Maryland, 7th Congressional District, Elijah Cummings, and exactly what the president was up to. I want you to hear David Challey, and he is the political director for CNN. And he was on with, who was he on with? He was on with Anderson Cooper and David Axelrod. And suggesting that the Trump strategy in play here is maybe, well, it might well backfire. But listen to David Challey and Anderson Cooper. And this is cut two, by the way. Here we go from yesterday, last night, in fact, on CNN.
How does this play out on the debate stage? Because, I mean, to Van's point, there is a danger for Democrats in focusing on every tweet the president is sending and not focusing
letting
on
him dictate the right. The entire conversation. There is a danger in that, no doubt. But what happens here, and this is why I think you'll probably see some of this on the debate stage, is that, and David rightly called it a gamble, the politics of this, is that, yes, he may very much motivate his base. Perhaps he'll even pull some people over who didn't show up to vote for him 4 years ago. But he also riles up the opposition. This unifies Democrats tremendously so. We saw how Nancy Pelosi was in this battle with these congresswomen, and then all of a sudden that went away. Her party was totally unified. And these Democrats on the debate stage, this is not an issue that they're going to debate between themselves. This is an issue that they're going to take to Donald Trump. Joe Biden launched his entire candidacy. The whole rationale for his candidacy is restoring the soul of the country. He used Charlottesville as the example. Donald Trump does this. He plays directly into Joe Biden, the Democratic frontrunner's message.
But I think it's also true, whether it's right or wrong, he likes to put chum in the water.
Yeah.
I think the decision to move forward on restoring the death penalty at the federal level was an attempt to force this into the debate. Much as in the last debate, he probably saw that and said they went too far left.
This is going to be fascinating. We're going to see all of these different folks on the stage. Pete Buttigieg was on with Chris Cuomo last night, and his reaction to the Trump Baltimore tweets. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not unexpected, but to me, it's a little over the top. But Pete Buttigieg is, this may be his final appearance on the stage. Let's go to Pete Buttigieg with Chris Cuomo. Here it is. Cut number one, Pete Buttigieg from last night on CNN.
People will say, well, isn't he right? Isn't Baltimore one of the 10 toughest places to live? You know, doesn't it have a lot of problems?
Like he is the president of the United States. Baltimore is in the United States. He's the president for the people of Baltimore, and he's talking about it like it's somebody else's problem. The question should be, if Baltimore faces challenges, which it does, as every major American city does, what is he doing to help? And, you know, what we see is a president whose response is to attack fellow Americans, whether it's members of Congress who've been critical of him, or an entire city full of Americans just because that city is partly represented by a member of Congress who's critical of them. And it continues down this path of dividing Americans, black versus white, rural versus urban, which is exactly why America is becoming weaker as a country under this president each passing day.
You believe that America is weaker because of this president?
Of course.
Seen how?
Well, first of all, our reputation is collapsing around the world, but also our confidence in our own country is collapsing. And the president needs to be able to bring people together. Look, even when we're divided out of disagreement over a policy, the president is supposed to stand, the presidency is supposed to stand as a symbol of something that we all have in common. And yet this president has taken every single opportunity to turn us against one another. This is why, you know, there's a lot of talk over exactly how far the extent of Russian interference went. We spend far too little time talking about why. Why did a very sophisticated adversary of the United States calculate that the best way they could undermine our country was to get a guy like this elected? And it was because they knew, correctly, anticipated, that America would become weaker and more divided under his presidency.
Do you believe he's using words specifically, saying infested so often when dealing with things that have a racial component? Do you think that that is intentional?
Well, there's no question. I mean, look at the pattern, right? This is a kind of terminology that he reserves for places and situations where there are a lot of minorities involved. And, you know, we can debate over how strategic it is, how intentional it is, but on its face, it is racist.
Pete Buttigieg, it may be his last shot at this thing. If he doesn't make a quantum leap over the next two nights, This may be it for him. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're still trying to chase down Tommy White, a business manager for a local labor's union, Local 872. We'll do that and a lot more coming up live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website,
What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Tonight, of course, the second round of debates for the Democrats. This time, not in Miami, Florida, but in Detroit, Michigan. Or Michigan, as they like to say up there. Yeah. This is going to be, they're going to be two nights of debates. And in fact, let me run down. Let me grab this here real quick. Who it is that's going to be who it is that's going to be on the stage tonight versus tomorrow night? Tonight it's going to be Marianne Williamson, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, Pete Buttigieg, and by the way, this may be the last hurrah for Pete Buttigieg. Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, John Hickenlooper, he may be a one and out. John Delaney and Steve Bullock. A bunch of those folks probably will not be there for September. Tomorrow, it's Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Kirsten Gillibrand, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and a guy that I'm going to let you hear from now. Andrew Yang was on with Aaron Burnett last night on CNN.
It is going to be a make or break moment for many of the candidates, especially those trying to pull ahead in the polls, get more name recognition. These are the moments. It's early, but they are crucial. Out front now, Democratic candidate for president, Andrew Yang. And I appreciate your being with me. Nice to see you in person, Mr. Yang. So today you announced you've qualified for the third debate.
Okay. Yes, very exciting.
And, you know, yours may not be a name that has full household recognition, but you have a very loyal following, online following. You got to get up in the polls, though, with kind of that mass recognition. So how are you preparing for this debate to do that?
Well, we're thrilled for the opportunity. I actually spent much of the last 10 years working here in Detroit. My organization helped create hundreds of jobs. And Detroit is the ground zero for the automation of so many manufacturing jobs over the last number of years. So we're going to use this debate as an opportunity to call out the economic transformation we're in the midst of, and then propose real solutions like a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month, which would be a game changer for the families here in Detroit and really across the country.
And you have laid out, and I know, obviously, so here's the thing. Last time, right, you didn't get a ton of talk time, whatever reason that may be. What are you going to do differently this time so that you get out there and make that mess and make your point?
Well, the great thing, and you just said it, we're now one of the 8 campaigns to qualify for the debates, not just this week, but also in September and October. So we have a real great opportunity, not just this week, but throughout the coming weeks to make this case to the American people. We're in a fortunate position where we're not in desperation mode, where many of the campaigns are in a bit of a Hail Mary situation.
I think they're going to just, lob a bomb just because.
Yeah, and that's one of the unfortunate dynamics that we're in the midst of, where it tends to degenerate into rehearsed attack lines because you're in a situation where you feel like your back's against the wall. And that's not where our campaign is, which makes me very, very happy and glad.
You'll hear from him tomorrow. But I'll just tell you, he may be on the stage next month, but that doesn't mean he's going to win the election. Is anybody in the Democrat Party going to let Andrew Yang into this club, in this very exclusive club? Is Joe Biden going to let him in? I don't know. We will find out. Former Senator Rick Santorum is a talking head on CNN. And I want to go to cut 5 because Mark Meadows is a member of the Freedom Caucus, and he's a pretty stand-up conservative guy, member of the House of Representatives on the House Oversight Committee. He's the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. And I want you to listen. Rick Santorum relayed a message during a segment with Jake Tapper and Jen Psaki and a whole panel on CNN. But I want you to listen to this as he relays Mark Meadows' statement on President Trump and Elijah Cummings. Here it is.
One thing that was interesting about the attacks on Elijah Cummings, earlier this year, when Congressman Mark Meadows was accused from North Carolina and a good friend of President Trump was accused of being racist, saying something racist during a hearing, Elijah Cummings came to his defense. Take a listen.
You're one of my best friends. I know that shocks a lot of people.
And likewise, Mr. Chairman.
You are. And I would do, and I could see and feel your pain.
And actually, just on a personal note, that was like the only nice thing I've seen in politics in the last 10 years was that
let's keep replaying.
Legitimate expression of friendship. It's really nice. But Congressman Meadows hasn't said anything about these attacks on Elijah Cummings, except he said something to you.
I texted Mark before I came on because I knew you were going to talk about this, and I've been seeing the reports on CNN. And Mark told me that I could say what he typed, what he sent to me. He said that, quote, no one works harder for his district than Elijah. He is he's passionate about the people he represents, and no, Elijah is not a racist. I am friends with both men, President Trump and Chairman Cummings. I know them both well, and neither is a racist. And he offered to go to Baltimore and with President Trump to see what they could do to remediate some of the problems that they have there.
That sounds like a great idea.
I have to just say, that is so deeply unsatisfying. Having watched Congressman Elijah Cummings give a heartfelt admission of friendship to someone who is people do not like in the Democratic Party. Yeah. And he put himself out on a limb in that hearing when Congressman Meadows was under assault, and that's that he could have done the same thing in a human way.
You can't have heartfelt on Twitter or on a text. Well, I mean, it's harder to, I don't think it's fair to compare the
two. That's Mark Meadows expressing something.
He did.
And it's not nothing anymore.
It's not nothing anymore. Thank you, Jake Tapper, for that. That's amazing. Coming up, do you think they'll talk at all tonight or tomorrow night about education? Betsy DeVos, who lives in Michigan, is from Michigan, the Grand Rapids part of Michigan. She is the Secretary of Education. You think they'll talk about school choice? You think they'll talk about education and how we bring our education back, not just in the state of Nevada, but across the nation? Do you think they'll get it? I hope they do. Jim Blackie, I know he'll be talking education. He's got a book out. It's called Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. And we'll talk about education, not just here in Nevada, but nationwide. What is wrong? Why can't Johnny read? Or at least, you know, on grade level. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up bottom of the next hour. Yeah, I just love it. Stick around. More to do. It is a busy, busy Tuesday as we continue live and local now.
Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. 790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.